Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Another worldwide live transmission already into the second day of 2014. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and there is so much news absolutely detailing that we are hurtling into a kleptocratic, controlled police state whose end game is the absolute overthrow of the human condition into a technological tyranny. And we have massive evidence of depressionary indicators here in the U.S. economy, like for the first time since the NFL strike decades ago, we're seeing massive unsold tickets at major playoff games across the country. And that's happening for several reasons. Number one, the country's in a depression. Number two, people are sick of all the anti-gun, pro-Obamacare garbage. The NFL wants to arrogantly get rid of Hank Williams Jr. and put Obama in the intro instead. You want to have Bob Costas come out and say, turn our guns in? The NFL will end up going bankrupt. And we're also going after its tax-exempt status for the collection of gangsters, crooks, and con men that own and run the NFL. I mean, if you go down the line of the franchise owners, it's a who's who of trash, of scum, of anti-American filth, gangsters, thugs, oil barons who made their money in fraud, scamsters, just a collection of arrogant trash. The NFL is the enemy of America. And I've been boycotting them for years, and I want to watch it collapse into the pile of feces it is. I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but that is what it is. And when it's all done, all of you that serve the system, all the bureaucrats, all the paramilitaries, all of you, when it's all done, when Rome collapses, all of you would have wished that you were experts on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and how the world works in business, not experts on watching men on 10 different steroids, growth hormones, you name it, run around with each other on a field being worshipped by a bunch of drunken boobs. So that's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. That's just one of the indicators of what we're dealing with. And I'm not happy about the fall of America. But I'll tell you, I'm not going to cry watching all the trash and all the sycophants and all the narcissists and all the nobodies. I'm not going to cry watching you burn with all the rest of it. I'll tell you that. Because I know how many good people have been destroyed by this system. By the way, the former Polish president who took over after the Soviets fell has said that America no longer leads the world and has now said that Obama and Washington are the new Soviet Union. That article's up on Infowars.com. And they are. This isn't rhetoric here, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the grips of mega criminals. And that's why I'm so angry, because studying this and watching this and fighting this every day, being forced to know all the nuances of it, it is just ridiculous how the swaggering, arrogant government and the corporations that are cheating and robbing everyone. I mean, there's an article up on DrudgeReport.com from Fox News where they're festooning traffic cameras to give people tickets to school buses. I mean, just for a couple hundred bucks now, they could put smart tech on a pole. And if you go over the line, you're going to be given a ticket. I mean, just total harassment, total bankruptcy of everything, total nightmare with morons in black uniforms strutting around protecting us from Al-Qaeda that their bosses literally run. And I'm just calling BS on all of it, and I'm done. And you need to be done. It's time to make our break with these people. We'll be right back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now the second day of January 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Congressman Walter Jones will be joining us to talk about movements to impeach the president, what's happening with the ongoing military operations, and what's happening with our economy and the expanding debt coming up for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. Medical doctor Sherry Tenpenny, one of the leading experts on the dangers of the so-called flu vaccine, will be joining us to talk about her intel on what the superbugs are that are claiming so many lives around the country that I know personally in my own family has been bacterial. But then the media says that it is viral, though there are some deadly viruses out there that are attacking the brain. So all of that is coming up and more today. Driving into the office a few hours ago, it just really hit me that you hear all these people talk about Molon Labe, come and take it in Greek. Or I guess that's the Greek translated into the Latin. And then, of course, in Texas, when Santa Anna was coming to confiscate the guns, they were up on history. They said, Molon Labe, come and take it, and actually fought back in places like Gonzales and San Antonio and other areas when the tyrant Santa Anna tried to confiscate the guns, just like when the tyrant King George, just 50-something years before, had tried to confiscate the firearms in the colonies. The colonists had fought back, and really our country was born out of an establishment's attempt to disarm. There were a lot of other reasons that added to the straws on the camel's back, but the main weight was that, if you really study the history. So we're at that crossroads yet again. And before I get into all of this really important news, I want to show you a photo that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Millions of Americans claim that they won't turn their guns in if they're told to, but all over the United States and California and areas of New York, they've done just that. But here's that headline I mentioned everybody earlier. Connecticut gun registration photo foreshadows confiscation. And it shows hundreds of people, again, earlier this week, lined up to meet the deadline to register their guns, which in every case in history, they're then confiscated, as this is going on with registered guns now in New York State proper. So that's how this works. And I was thinking to myself, driving in, that, you know, if push came to shove and a big enough tyranny came in to say, turn your guns in, I would turn my guns in except for one thing. I know what it means once they take the guns. Then they take your labor, they take your children, they take your dignity, they take your life. These things run a course like a viral or bacterial infection, like gangrene, like flesh-eating bacteria. And you notice as we go bankrupt, the bureaucrats are only increasing taxes everywhere. You notice as we go bankrupt, the fines, the fees only increase. When on every research analysis you look at, it will only accelerate our total collapse, which Homeland Security is set up for. Like a spider, we've been bitten by socialism, bitten by collectivism, bitten by societal rot. We have been wrapped up now in the red tape, in the bureaucracy, in the police state. But the spider doesn't eat you right away. They only give you enough of a bite to immobilize you at first, to stun you. Then the spider wraps you up and then gives its venom time to dissolve your tissues and slowly kill you. And then right before you die, this is how spiders operate with other insects. This is how arachnids operate with insects. The spider comes over and sucks the juices out of the body. Because the spider's venom is its saliva. And so we're all being digested. We're all being softened up while we're still alive. As we go into zombiosis, as the IQs drop, as the cancer rates explode, as the families fall apart, as the society degenerates, as the curse of tyranny spreads, the only people that are quasi-resistant are rural, historically anti-establishment type folks. But they're all watching Dish TV and Direct TV and all the rest of it right now. So they're all eating their white bread and their GMO. They still don't trust the system, but they've been knocked out of the battle. But still, they've got to be targeted as the number one enemy. Just because their ancestors might have resisted tyranny, there's a score to settle that the New World Order has. And that's what we're under now as a society. And we are wrapped up in the web. We are having our tissue, our organs dissolved. And the spider is there with its mandibles dripping with saliva, preparing to suck us dry as an act of total siege and total war, totally premeditated. And you've got all the sellouts and all the traitors captaining their little ships, leading the other sheep right down a huge whirlpool. And they're too narcissistic and too worldly that work for the system to even care as it all comes down around them. Because they have the cunning to be predators, sub-predators, but they don't have the knowledge to see the trap was designed for them as well. You're going to see America betrayed. You're going to see America brought low. I told you 6 years ago from Bilderberg Intel, when the head of Fiat was at Bilderberg, that it leaked from our sources through Jim Tucker that they were going to have Chrysler bought basically by the Italians for pennies on the dollar, and the multi-billion dollar bailout, $2 billion of it specifically to Chrysler, went to help begin the building of the factories. And we told you that 5-6 years ago, and then you saw the talk of it a year ago, but they said, oh, we're not going to do it now, that's off the table, and now it's official today. Just like we paid $20-plus billion to ship General Motors to Brazil, China, and two Eastern European countries. And just like no matter what we do, we're not going to be allowed to have any jobs. We're under military economic attack. That's not a term I just threw out there to describe this. That's what they call it. We are under total warfare attack, okay? And you have to understand the enemies all brag and say that. Michael Bloomberg, Al Gore, all these people are captains and generals and know their cold-blooded, savage, technocratic mission, and they brag about it. I mean, America said we can never fall. America said liberty can never be defeated. Oh, yes, it could from within by a bunch of PR folks that gave themselves the moral high ground and who lectured us and who trained us in little ways to be compliant with their tyranny, almost like it's American hospitality to do what you're told. And they've now got us domesticated and afraid and begging them to tell us what to do. And they're going to lead us by the hand, ladies and gentlemen, down into that basement. Just like serial killers have done a million times before. And they're going to have their way with us. Because let me tell you something. The party hadn't started yet. Because when that spider plunges its fangs in, not to stun us, but to drink us dry, it's going to take its time. And we're going to feel every bit of it as they take our children, as they hunt down Christians, as they ban homeschooling, as they teach pedophilia in the schools. And so I was thinking today, you know, look at all those folks in Connecticut. Look like a lot of good people lined up there. You tell a lot of veterans, a lot of military types, lined up to register their guns to have them then confiscated. And I thought, when they actually ban them and say they're coming for them, what will I do? And I thought about it. And I said, you know, turn some in, keep some behind. And I said, no, that's just dishonorable. I can't talk like this over all the years and then back down. And I said, plus, if I give the guns up, they only come for everything after that. So I made the realization that they've planned their civil war. We know that. They've planned to push us into a corner. They know enough of us know that we can't back off. We can't run. We're cornered. So we've got to fight. So, but I realize we better fight in the info war. But what made me feel good about whatever has to happen and to realize that I'll never turn my guns in and that I'm committed, and then I had that feeling of peace and calm, were these two articles I mentioned yesterday. Italian court, this is AFP, overturns pedophile conviction as 11-year-old in love and says 60-year-old man is allowed to grab the child out of the backyard and have sex with him if the child said they liked it in court or if the social worker said that. Now, that's pedophilia. And that's why they are teaching 5-year-olds that you can be a boy, girl, or both, and having sexual talks with 5-year-olds in California is to sexualize them and to set the precedent. Because if they can do that, and Jocelyn Elders, remember, said we need the school to help the kids masturbate, it's all about pedophilia. At the core of this is a pedophile network. The spider's brain is basically a satanic pedophile. Got a lot of other evil people working for it, mercenaries and you name it. Here's another one. California laws take effect to teach 5-year-olds how to be transgender. Now, you understand, folks, they want your guns just like a spider, if it was the same size as a man, wouldn't want you to have a sword. It's real simple. They want you immobilized in the web, and as soon as they're done getting that web on, they're going to come for us. We don't have a choice. Now, they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. So we don't want to do anything offensive. But when they come with the guns, you know what to do. All right, folks. Alex Jones here back live. What I was getting at here is that you realize that even though you just want to go on with your life and you want to adapt to the tyranny and you work as hard as you can to beat it peacefully, they're not going to do that. And then you realize that they're fundamentally bad people. And you go to city council meetings here in Austin and you talk and look at the city council members, and they're a bunch of crooks who know that they're part of a takeover. And then you realize that even down to low level now, these people know what they're doing. And predominantly, they are what you'll call Democrats or liberals. Now, the Republican Party plays along as the opposition and claims they're fighting it. And the Tea Party could take the Republican Party over and reverse this. That's why the Democrats are desperately invoking racial and religious and other forms of division so that people will have the right to, you know, teach a 5-year-old how to be a transgender, but you won't have the right to not have foreign banks destroy the economy and leverage the next generation's future. They're not even mortgaging the generation's future. It's happening now, ladies and gentlemen. I've got stacks of news here in front of me where Obamacare supporters are going out. Shock video, customers casually step over dead body in store doorway after he's shot. We're going to be playing that video from New York Daily News coming up. I talked about this some yesterday before this even happened and came out in the news. I talked about how people will just sit there while a citizen's been run over or a cop's been run over and bleeds to death over 45 minutes to an hour. Or someone will be choking in a restaurant and there'll be 100 people in there and no one do the Heimlich. Or a woman's being raped in public and no one helps her. This is happening all the time now, ladies and gentlemen. And that's because they've trained us not to care about each other. You only care by supporting MSNBC and getting rid of free speech and supporting Obama. That's how you show you're trendy and cool and support freedom. Because he got a peace prize. It's all the packaging, not the substance. But then meanwhile, when real authoritarianism takes over, you don't care. In fact, they had a study out of a university this year, last year, in Canada, that showed environmentalists, people that identify as serious environmentalists, are 6 times more likely to steal. I think it was 8 times more likely to lie. And were way more likely to also use government in retribution or that isn't the right word, as a form of retaliation falsely. We covered that and even had the professor on that did the study last year, early 2013. And what I'm getting at is there's these authoritarian criminals who want the moral high ground, and then they'll always tell you they've got to run your life. You've got to pay money when they say, you've got to talk like they want. You've got to control your speech. But then they are wide open and free to act and do whatever they want. And that's what I'm getting at here, is that the bottom is falling out. Obamacare rings in New Year with more mayhem, still more cancellations than enrollments, more hurdles to come. Professor blames Southern white radicals for Obamacare not working. Let me explain something. We're going to get to that video as well. Obamacare is working. It allows the insurance companies to charge whatever they want and make you buy it. And that's why they wrote it. And so the whole thing about the website not working is the excuse for the giant screw job. It's a distraction technique. Period. Period. In the Nigerian email scams, when you give them $5,000 thinking you're going to get $10 million or whatever they're saying at the time, then they say, oh, sorry, the bank held it up with bureaucratic red tape. There's been a problem. We just need $10,000. Then you'll get $20 million. And the people have already put $5,000 in. They don't want to admit they've been conned. They put $10,000 in. This is literally the Nigerian scam. I've learned how con artists work. I've studied it, ladies and gentlemen. And they're running a classic con on you. Just like you go to the carnival and it's a rigged game, which is, you know, one out of 1,000 you can win. And you know, the carnival guy's nice at you at first, and then you are unable to win the game. And then he goes, oh, come on, don't be a wimp in front of your girlfriend. You can do it. And then he's nice again when you miss again. I'll give it to you half off this time. It's the same thing. They just are suckering you. We're going to get into the economy. We're going to get into world events. We're going to get into so much incredible news when we come back. It makes my head spin. The global warming scientists that were going to the Antarctic to document that the Antarctic had melted, like Al Gore said it would, are still trapped last time I checked. We're having record cold temperatures in North America and other parts of the world. But according to Al Gore, that's global warming. We'll be right back. So pay him money.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Style, fashion, has been used for 6,000 years on record with the Egyptians and then every other culture that came after them, the Chinese emperors. Same thing with the Europeans, the French. Style was used to control populations, but also to control the elite, who would end up buying into it as well, generally by what was known as a priest class or a technocratic class of manipulators. They go by many different names over the thousands of years. You know them, and I know them, in their 1770s manifestation of the Illuminati, because the system always launches its false revolution in the midst of a real revolution to try to co-opt it. The devil launched Adam Weishaupt in 1776, and undoubtedly Providence and our Lord and Savior helped launch George Washington and our ancestors in 1776, and he warned of the Illuminati at that time and as president and before his death in public letters available at the National Archives online. Just type in George Washington, the Illuminati. They are unbelievable to read. And so here we are. Seeing, if you go back thousands of years, the Chinese, they would tell the Chinese emperors, oh, it's so stylish to never leave this house for your safety. It's so stylish to bind your feet so you can't walk and must be carried. It's so stylish to have someone else wipe your hind end. You're too royal. Pretty much all royalty in super empires end up having everything done for them. Their hind ends wiped, everything. The Queen of England has her hind end wiped by the groom of the stool. I'm not joking. I want you to understand how they manipulate these people, even the so-called elites, into an obsessive-compulsive type system where the public and the elite themselves, oh, you're not allowed to feed yourself. You've got to have 2-foot-long fingernails to make you absolutely dependent in a nanny state. And the nanny state, the anti-male, anti-female, anti-human, anti-trailblazer system that's being pushed and sold is so that the globalists themselves, who act like crazed, mad, savage, wild men privately. In fact, it was Bertrand Russell and others that said publicly we must have the affect of gentlemen and be very easy speaking to the public to soothe them. But behind the scenes, we should be like ravenous wolves crazed with wild man power. And that's what, let me tell you, the globalists are like I am behind the scenes, by the way. I'm nothing compared to some of these people. Okay, I just love liberty, and I am a wild man. Let me tell you, these people are wild. Human sacrifices, you name it, they're into all sorts of stuff. And that takes a lot of craziness to do that. And they do that to hype up their evil. The wars, the torture, the sex slavery, all of it. And they've got all of you walking around with limp wrists thinking that that's what's going to make you successful while these savage beasts are running things. And that's what I'm trying to explain to everybody, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're dealing with some hardcore killers here. And you're going to have to admit it. I want to say something to the ATF and to the FBI and all the different bureaucracies before I get back into the news. There's no doubt a criminal group's running the country. There's no doubt they're bankrupting it by design. There's no doubt the government's funding Al-Qaeda worldwide. There's no doubt it's violating every law you can imagine and persecuting good people and persecuting churches and pro-life groups and targeting the press. There's no doubt we have a horrible case of political cancer that goes a lot deeper than Barack Obama. He's just the surface of the wart. It's got a big, long tail. And we historically know where all of this is going. We historically understand that. And if you ignore this information, you do it at your own peril. Now, I know most people that work for the system know this is tyranny. You do it out of fear now. You want your pension. You're not going to get any pension. When this all goes down, when this is all done, the globalists are going to move on to a new country. They're going to live in high security compounds like the Green Zone and direct their operations from without, and you're going to be screwed. When the autonomous robots and drones and all that rolls out in the next 10 years, this has all been publicly stated. And so the only future we've got, even if you're corrupt, is fighting against this. You don't want this to go into place. And you can deny and say, oh, we're taking the guns for a more civilized society. Only we deserve the guns. You were chosen for your jobs because of psychological tests you were given and because of testing you were given coming up to the federal and corporate ladder. But even if you were chosen because you're on a power trip and chosen because you'll follow orders and chosen because they think you're stupid, you've got to be smart enough to know that you've been absolutely, totally betrayed. You've got to know that. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you right now. Is that we're going to see the destruction of our republic. Look at Infowars.com and the articles right now. Millions of young Americans refusing to enroll in Obamacare. We're going to get to that later. Anti-communist icon. America no longer leads the world. Former Polish president labels Obama a dangerous disappointment. Feds preparing for violence, targeting Social Security buildings, spending $58 million for just 2 Social Security offices. Oh, man, I tell you, I mean, they are gearing up for total collapse. You're not going to get your unemployment, your Social Security, any of it when they're done to cause the meltdown. Understand that. Remember, we told you this over a decade ago. They're all building towards this. The only way they'll get away with it is if we don't explain that they did it on purpose. Thieves are using mystery gadgets to electronically unlock cars and steal what's inside. The great Italian auto bailout, courtesy of U.S. taxpayers. Chrysler moving overseas. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. But here's the issue I'm trying to get at with everybody. The system is trying to overthrow reality. And it's a very nasty form of corruption we've got. It's not just like you can work in the system and it's kind of boss hoggy and everything's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. Because at its core are very twisted, sick people who want the power to carry out criminal activities against good people. Because that's what they like to do. And that's why we have to do whatever it takes to beat these people. And realize, as men, we should have the attitude that we're basically going to have to physically defend ourselves, and it's going to come down to that sooner rather than later. And it's not just a bunch of talk about, well, I'll shoot the UN helmets and Molon Labe and all this. Folks, this is going to become a real deal. Okay, so you better hit the streets right now. You better hit city council right now, the state house right now, D.C. right now, with information warfare to absolutely try to push the enemy back. But in case we can't and they set off nukes and blame it on us, or whatever the case is, shoot up a school, a church, a shopping mall, blame it on us, we've got to be ready, folks. And if you, all you talkers, all you talkers out there who talk about how you're going to have this war with the New World Order, let's see what you can do in the information war right now, affecting the future battle space right now, because they're getting the Pentagon tested and lined up in all their big white papers and studies to take on the American South, the American gun owner, the American West, and to target white people, basically, to create a race war in this country and to draw the battle lines in a balkanized system. We need to come together around the Bill of Rights and Constitution as the true culture and expose the culture of division and true race baiting that is the establishment divide and conquer program. But again, I'm going to tell everybody that works for the system something. I know there are good people inside the system. I've been amazed by how many people, quite frankly, on average, there's more people awake in the federal government than there are in the average population, because they're there seeing the tyranny. They're there being surveilled illegally. They're there being harassed. They're having their phones listened to. You want to know who the NSA is listening to? It's mainly federal employees and high-level corporate people to keep you on a short leash. And we told you that years ago. That's been leaked now. We had the former, one of the former head guys over a whole program of internal security at the NSA, Wayne Madsen, who's the biggest NSA whistleblower of all time. And he can tell you what they're doing. But there comes a point where you can't be intimidated anymore by this. And just step out into the light, speak out, go public, and that will overwhelm the system and will expose them. But you've got to speak out against it now, or there's no future, there's no hope. And that's really what it comes down to. Let me just read you some of the headlines here. Feds consider vehicle location tracking in new cars, Infowars.com. It's on the right-hand column of DrudgeReport.com as well. Proposal may lead to more accidents, mileage, taxes, and tickets for recorded traffic violations. Yes, it admits that it tracks you via GPS and gives you tickets in the mail. The black boxes are already on all the new cars made in the last 4 years, and they're going to make them retroactively put them on your car during inspection, and it makes 1984 look like a heavenly place. And they always say may. You know, we may move Chrysler to Italy, and then they're already done it. So there you go. There it is out of ABC News as well. Feds may require cars to talk to each other to avoid crashes. See, and the next, it shows that only robot cars are safe. You can still have your car and drive it for now, but you got to pay higher taxes and have extra insurance. I mean, this has all been actuaried out. I remember reading 10, 11 years ago when they were meeting in Chicago, a big globalist confab publicly, how to integrate the, quote, smart world. I forget which meeting it was. And they were saying all this. And I'm like, you're going to have boxes that give you taxes by the mile and track everywhere you go. And And then they're going to say that humans aren't safe and it's got to be robot cars, and we'll have robot cars rolled out for all the commerce. And now it's already here with Google. I mean, listen, please listen to me carefully. You're like, well, that's just the future. We'll just accept it. It's a future grid of enslavement. And then once everything's robot controlled and we don't even know how to drive cars anymore, and you're told what day of the week you can have meat, that's all been officially announced, and you live in a 250 square foot coffin building. When that's all in place, they're going to release super plagues. They're already testing super plagues right now that aren't as deadly, but they're going to release the real deal. And they've already said that. Once the digital technocracy grid, master computer grid, the utopia of Zeitgeist is in place, the globalists are going ahead with the next phase of their operation. I can play the Plandopolis videos. They show school kids in England. And you watch it and think it's a surrealist joke. It's not a surrealist joke when they say the 60-year-old men can grab your 11-year-old son out of the backyard and rape him. It's love. That's the quote. Or they're teaching 5-year-olds how they're really boys, that they're really little girls, or vice versa. They have to come out with this. They have to go to the next level. They have to throw it in your face and then call you an enemy and a hate monger because you don't accept it. Your kids belong to the state, MSNBC says. And if Jocelyn Elders wants to say, reach down and show the 5-year-old, help them masturbate, well, that's not perverted. That's a loving lady in a general outfit. A weird woman in a general outfit talking about your 5-year-old's genitals. You understand the magnitude of this? A creepy woman in a general outfit openly, and they get off on it when they talk about it. Just like when Obama said he was the head of the UN illegally and was the head of the Security Council, and Kissinger and all these world leaders were there shaking when he did it, and they had tears in their eyes. They had broken America. They had brought in world government. They had committed a huge act of treason, violating Article 1, Section 9, right in front of everyone. They planted the flag. They defiled. These people, I don't know why they get off on it. It's like Satanists get off on defiling Christian symbols. It's just fetish. Their kids are theirs. They're going to do what they want. They're taking over. They're going to let the reactors all leak and blow up and have us all bathe in death because it's a nasty thing to do. They're going to put cancer viruses in all your vaccines because it's a nasty thing to do. They're going to ship General Motors to China and Chrysler to Italy and Ford to Mexico, and they're going to pay your money to do it and laugh at you while they do it. And it's not going to help the Mexicans. They've set that up to hurt them. This is what it is to be in the hands of pure evil that wants to hurt you, that wants to hurt me. They're enemies. I was thinking last night as I went to bed, and I woke up at like 3 a.m. I just thought, they're such enemies. The only thing I fear is not resisting them and them completely winning and having their wicked ways with us. By the way, the morons out on that Enviro ship out there to claim that the Antarctic had melted, who were stuck for 10 days, have been gotten off this morning via helicopter. Some of the other news that's coming up. NFL should be alarmed that 3 of 4 playoff games, including Green Bay's home game, still not sold out. And it's all over the country. Playoffs aren't selling out. A, because we're in a depression. B, because gun owners everywhere that I know, this was the last straw. Obama in Monday Night Football intros, anti-gun messages, anti-family messages, women, you know, debauching our minds, our children's minds, every time we turn around during a halftime, it's over. It's over for people like the NFL when America implodes. Under 10,000 tickets remain for Sunday's Bengals versus Chargers playoff game. Some Cincinnati Bengal players have made a video urging fans to buy unsold tickets for the weekend's playoff game. How pathetic. How about you urge them to learn the Bill of Rights and Constitution? How about you urge them to try to be healthier? How about you urge them to make money for your fat gangster owners. I mean, you want to know where a list of mafia and scum and trashy people, that's the owners of the football franchises and all of their narcissistic, swollen, twit football players. I mean, I know some of them that are patriots, but the vast majority are just on power trips, just absolutely pathetic, vapid, totally shallow, already dead. I mean, that's it, folks. If you don't have liberty burning in your heart, you're not upset right now, you're a zombie. So that's all coming up as well. We're going to tie it into the latest on Obamacare. And why are they preparing for massive attacks on Social Security facilities? It's all coming up, and new radiation news.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
Folks, earlier I mentioned George Washington and his letters on the Illuminati, warning about them in 1795 and other years. There's quite a few of them in the National Archives. There's one of them there on screen. That's letter 194, it looks like, written in the fine hand of our first president and the founder of the U.S. Army. Who the U.S. Army now, in manuals, literally demonizes. Remember that last year? George Washington and other founders would, quote, not be welcome in today's Army. That's right, because if you told them that in the year 2013, they would be teaching five-year-olds how to masturbate and wear dresses, they would laugh at you and say that you were joking. If you told George Washington... I read a lot of military histories, folks, from the world. I never read anything like his life. If they made a movie really about George Washington, people wouldn't believe it. It's so amazing. But instead, imagine George Washington, if he saw this article on a New York Daily News, customers walk over dead body after Michigan man killed in store doorway. This happened last year, but they just released it in the trial. The woman who's just been convicted shoots him in the back. He falls down in front of everybody. We can roll that video. He falls down, and they all just walk over his body, and the store clerk continues to help and work with the customers and check people out after he's been shot in the back and dies. And that's what I'm talking about. And I put out that video a few days ago where John Bounds with a woman's car on fire. She's standing 2 feet from it. And about 20% of people say, yeah, you shouldn't have told her to get away from the car. It's safe to stand by a burning car. And you shouldn't render aid. And then I saw people claiming to be firefighters saying, yeah, every time we have a car fire, there's people that stop and try to help and flap their jaws. Only we should be dealing with it. Just a bunch of bull. This attitude of only people in uniforms can help anybody. So I guess that's normal. Somebody gets shot and you just walk over their body. Somebody comes in, steps over the body, blood. Because I want my cigarettes, I want my liquor. And that's people in a trance, ladies and gentlemen. That's people who just do not care about anybody but themselves in their own little brains. All right, shifting gears, Congressman Walter Jones is coming on with key intel about the Saudis and 9/11, trying to get the 9/11 documents released. That's big, and so much more. Briefly, here's some new radiation news. RT reports plumes of mysterious steam rise from crippled nuclear reactor Fukushima as homeless people are now hired to do the cleanup and radiation levels increase. And we have this article, U.S. government orders 14 million dosages of potassium iodide for federal workers as the radioactive wave of Fukushima approaches the United States, taking over 2 years to get here. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're almost sold out of the Survival Shield proprietary Nation iodine that I use to protect my thyroid and for my family. That has just been so amazing. You've heard the rave reviews. We'll get more of it in a few weeks, but it'll be back ordered soon. If you want to get your orders in, I would do it now to ensure you get it delivered out early next week. I actually gave the shipping department off today and tomorrow because they worked through right up until Christmas to get all the packages out. So they're off right now, but they're going to start shipping Monday. So you're guaranteed to get it shipped out next week early if you order now. Case in Iodine, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, we also have the fluoride shield that has the nascent iodine in it, and it's 2 ounces, not 1 ounce, but five other elements in there, like Shilajit and others that help detoxify the body and protect the thyroid. That's also available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Walter Jones is joining us in the next segment. We appreciate him joining us on the second day of the new year. It has begun. Nurses and doctors and people aren't getting paid all over the country under Obozo care. And there's all these videos and reports of Obama supporters now getting their bills for themselves and their children and seeing the giant increases in prices. And there's a professor we're going to get to after the congressman leaves us at the bottom of the hour who has now come out and said it's racist. White people are the reason Obamacare is not working. And you're like, well, what's his proof? He doesn't have any proof. Southern white radicals are to blame for the debacle. And then he doesn't give any reasons in there. It's just that, well, the white people did it. Like if a black person or Hispanic or anybody else falls on a banana peel, it's white people's fault. Again, all I care about is having freedom and having everybody be super successful and have free association and just be human beings. But that, too, is why I'm deeply racist, because I sound like Martin Luther King. Don't judge people by the color of their skin, but by their deeds and their conduct. That's what I'm looking for. I'd vote for a Hispanic president, black president, Chinese president today if they were a libertarian, if they were a true patriot, if they were honorable, they had a history of being honorable. It's that simple. I would vote for a mayor if they were pro-gun and pro-private property rights across the board and wouldn't try to persecute and take other people's rights. Then I'd vote for them if they were, quote, gay. The issue is, are they trying to run other people's lives and take people's freedom? And I don't care what color you are, what sexual preference you are, where you come from, whatever it is, if you try to put me in guilt and you try to run my life and henpeck me with social engineering, man, I'm done with you. I'm done with you, and I want you out of my life. Okay? I don't want to associate with you. I don't want to be around you. But see, you cannot associate with somebody if you don't like them in private life. What about government? What about corporations that run government now? They will not get out of our lives. They will not leave us alone. And they're pushing for a decisive victory against the liberty movement before the liberty movement gets too big. And so what are they going to do? They're going to stage false flag attacks, or they're going to let groups attack us that they fund up the food chain. 3-4 payments removed from the source. This is how we've caught them. And then they use that fear that they hype up in mass psychology to stampede us towards giving up our freedom. Look, freedom produces wealth. Freedom produces choice. Freedom is good. It's not cool to be into tyranny. So many people that work for corporations and work for the police and even the military believe it's all about their power and their dominant and their winning, and they get into evil. But most military people I know really believe in the mission. They've been conned. They've been manipulated. And they believe they're defending America while America is being dismantled. The difference is now the military has woken up. And so I don't know what the establishment is going to do now. I mean, you've got these morons out there. They've got a bunch of these trips. I see them advertised. As much advertising as I see for it, I looked it up. There's a lot of these ships that go to the Antarctic and the Arctic. And they advertise, go see the disappearing North and South Poles. You can look up those ads. Like Al Gore's God, and you know it's going to melt by 2013 because he said so in 2007. It's the biggest it's been in 50 years, both the North and South Pole. So they got saved today. Meanwhile, there's record cold temperatures all over the place. Some of the coldest temperatures in the last 100 years in North America. And they go, oh, that's proof of the global warming. That's proof of the climate change. Well, now it's climate change. Of course it's climate change. That's the only thing that's constant is change.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already the second day of 2014. Thank you for joining us on this live original edition of the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars Live. Joining us is one of the really few truly awake and pro-America Congress people that we've got. We lost Ron Paul, as you know. He was on with us a couple weeks ago. We've gained Rand Paul. We've gained, of course, Ted Cruz and Justin Amash and many others that are in the House and Senate. But Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina has been tirelessly saying he'll move forward with the legislation that's been introduced to begin impeachment. If Obama launches more wars, which would have happened if the military and the Joint Chiefs and the American people hadn't backed off the Syria attack 3 months ago, which was the end of the world if we didn't launch the attack. And then notice now that they're giving up their chemical weapons. It turns out that Al-Qaeda are the ones that launched it. That's even been in Congress now. They got caught. They filmed it and bragged about it. So it was not Assad that did that. Obviously, we're going to invade you if you use chemical weapons. So then he does. And then Al-Qaeda wants to brag and be rock stars and shoots video of themselves doing it, screaming, "We love you, bin Laden," in Arabic and firing the missiles. I mean, it's incredible. So the Congressman Jones helped stop that for now. And something he's doing that I literally have said a prayer for him on is try to get all the secretive 9/11 intelligence that Cybele Edmonds was an NSA FBI interceptor. She heard it was the elements of the CIA running Al-Qaeda, talking to bin Laden, protecting the hijackers out of Saudi Arabia. I talked to the head of the U.S. Embassy over in Saudi Arabia, Mr. Springman. And he said they were ordered to let him back into the U.S., being told they were really CIA double agents. That's Mohammed Atta and others. So there's a reason that we need to get these declassified or released, and he's pushing to get that done, and you need to pray that nothing happens to him when he's driving down the road or flying on an airplane, because this is the type of stuff they'll come after you about. You know, Colonel Schaefer was over Stratus Ivy and other programs, could have killed bin Laden not once, not twice, but even more times. They were ordered to stand down. This is in the months before 9/11. So there's good elements in the government. There's also bad criminal elements. And Saudi Arabia now controls what goes in our movies, what goes on mainstream television, just like communist China does. And they are really pushing, because 15 of the 19 hijackers came from there, to stop this info from coming out. Here's the article from BenSchwan.com. It's up on InfoWars.com. Congressman absolutely shocked of foreign state involvement behind 9/11 attacks. And the video is right there. If Al-Qaeda had support from foreign governments during 9/11, should the public know about it? Many Americans are demanding, and especially those who lost loved ones. Representative Walter Jones, Representative Stephen Lynch, said they were absolutely shocked to level of foreign state involvement in the attacks after reading the classified section of the 9/11 report. But he's barred from telling us what he saw. Well, I've reversed engineered it, and I've talked to Cybele Edmonds, who saw it when it came in. So I know, because she testified to Congress. But I don't know how much he can say confirming her report. But, sir, we appreciate your courage. Thanks for joining us in the new year.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for giving me a chance to talk about this issue, because the American people have every right to know, and certainly the families that you made reference to of 9/11 who lost loved ones, they certainly have a right to know. And I want to start my comments very briefly. The senator that I have great respect for that is no longer in the Senate is Bob Graham from Florida. He was one of the co-chairs of the 9/11 Commission. He pushed and still is pushing, even though he's left the Senate, that these 28 pages be made public. And let me share one sentence from him, an article I read recently. I was stunned that the Intelligence Committee, community, would feel that it was a threat to national security for the American people to know who made 9/11 financially possible. Who made 9/11 financially possible, said Senator Graham. And I am sad to report that today, some 12 years after we submitted our report, that those 28 pages continue to be withheld from the public. And Alex, that's why Stephen Lynch and I have joined together to put in House Resolution 428. And I'd like to say right now to any of your listeners, whichever state you live in, call your member of the House, and say, join in House Resolution 428, and ask that the President of the United States make these 28 pages public. It is the public's right to know the truth. So thank you very much for giving me this chance.
Oh, thank you, sir. And I forget, was it 6 or 7 of the 10 commissioners, even in the New York Times reported years ago, said, quote, it was a whitewash, a fraud, if the American people only knew. I mean, I've read their quotes before on air.
I think you're right, 6.
It was six. So the majority said it was a fraud. We're going to pull up some of those articles for people watching on TV, but radio listeners can just search that. Yeah, there's the London Guardian, 9/11, the big cover-up. Even the chair of the 9/11 Commission now admits that the official evidence they were given was far from the truth. Congressman Jones.
Well, Alex, what Graham says, and that's what we and many of us, and you mentioned some, but also Steve Lynch and I, believe so sincerely. The American people have a right to know who made 9/11 financially possible, who financed the terrorists that came over here and took over 3,000 mm-hmm. Americans and their lives. And this is simply about the truth, and there is no hope for the government if the government covers up the truth, and that's exactly what is happening here, and that's why Stephen Lynch and I believe, a Republican and a Democrat, believe sincerely that the 28 pages need to be declassified, and I'm pleased to say that Bob Graham has led this fight for almost 14 years now.
Well, yes, sir. The good news is that Sybil Edmonds and others, she broke her gag order. Of course, she testified many times secretly in closed session with Congress, as you know. And she said what's in those pages is that the Saudi intelligence was involved in financing it so that they could blame it on Iraq, their archenemies at the time. And Prince Bandar, who's the head of Saudi intelligence now, was up to his eyeballs in it then. And that he's the guy bragging to Russia 3 months ago, and then before that in August, that they would attack Russia using al-Qaeda if they didn't support the takeover of Syria by al-Qaeda. Now, I know you can't violate your congressional national security agreements, but at a point, they use this to hide the tyranny behind. I mean, what can you tell us about the 28 pages?
Much of what you have just shared with your listeners and viewers is exactly what has been made public from experts within the system that know the truth that we're trying to, Stephen Lynch and I are trying to expose, is that 28 pages that have been declassified.
Yeah, and when the same guy that just bombed Russia was involved in 9/11.
And when you really look at it, Alex, the previous American administration and the fact that they covered these 28 pages up, there is no reason that the American people, through their members of Congress, to ask them to join us in H. Resolution 428, should not be able to say to the President of the United States, and that's what our resolution says to the President. It happens to be Mr. Obama. It could be anyone else at this time, but it is President Obama, to declassify these 28 pages, allow the American people, allow the 9/11 families to know the truth. The truth will set you free. And that's why it is so critical, and we're going to continue to beat this drum, and I want to thank you for being on your show for a few minutes.
Oh, you bet, sir.
We need the listeners to pick up the phone and call their members of Congress. They'll be going back. The House will be going back next Tuesday and say, sign your name to Resolution 428. Let the truth set you free.
Well said, Congressman Jones from North Carolina. This is so important. People need to physically go down when their Congress people are at meet and greets. They need to physically go to their churches when they're there. People need to stand up and bring this up. People need to call into talk radio. They need to get this out there, because if we can expose this, the whole house of cards falls. What do you make, and we can do this when we get together, what do you make of the big victory led by yourself and many others to not expand the air war to back Al-Qaeda? As Rand Paul, the senator, said, we don't need to be Al-Qaeda's air force. Ted Cruz said the same thing. You basically said the same thing. And then finally, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs went to Obama and said the military is going to stand down. I mean, that really, to me, shows that there is an awakening happening.
Well, there is, and that, I want to thank you, Alex, and all the hosts and hostess like yourself across this nation that just don't accept what the left or the right says as truth, but you seek the truth and expose the truth. And, you know, this is the way I look at this. It's just like Syria. The president wanted to bypass Congress, and that's when you had me on your show at the time, because I said any president, be Democrat or Republican, that bypasses the Congress and one American dies on foreign land, that president should be impeached. This whole issue of the drones, which is another issue at another time, it is time for the American people to take back the government by demanding the House and Senate follow the Constitution and the president follows the Constitution, and you can start by declassifying these 28 pages.
Absolutely. We've got to go to break, and if you need to leave, we'll let you go.
Or I can stay about 15 more minutes if you'd like.
Oh, that's very gracious of you, sir. Yes, sir. We've got a little break. We're going to come back in a little 6-7 minute segment with you, sir, and then we'll let you get out of here. But I want to hear what else is front and center on your radar, because, again, you helped lead the charge, and I know you don't want the credit. We're just pointing out that having a few good people in Congress can turn the tide on gun control, on open borders, on NSA garbage, on funding radical Islam. I want to talk about what else is front and center, like trying to keep troops now to 2017 in Afghanistan.
Amen.
I know you've spearheaded trying to get our men and women back out of that meat grinder.
Absolutely.
Like family I've got over there right now. We'll be right back with Congressman Walter Jones to break down some of the other top stories. We've got medical doctor Sherry Tenpenny to come on to talk about the flu outbreaks this year and how serious they've been, and superbugs as well. Then in the third hour, we're going to cover a ton of news, have some special reports on Fukushima that are breaking. We just called DHS and they hung up on us. We're going to have that video and audio. That's all coming up in the third hour. North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones joins us in this short segment to get into the expansion. We keep being told the troops are going to come home next year, and then they never do. Now they've extended it out again, and then I wanted to get his take on the state of our economy and the budget. Sir, please tell us what's happening.
Well, Alex, first, let me say I have been outspoken on staying in Afghanistan for 10 more years. The president has been negotiating with Karzai a 10-year agreement called the Bilateral Strategic Agreement to keep us there for 10 more years with a limited number of our soldiers and Marines and sailors and airmen. But the problem is, as long as we have one in uniform on the ground, they could be shot and killed or have their legs blown off. I do not understand why either party, and I'm critical of my own Republican Party, why they want to continue to obligate this country, which is financially broke, meaning America, to 10 more years of spending an average of $7 billion a month in Afghanistan. It is not worth one pint of blood, and it's not worth $1. And I do not understand why both parties are not receiving more and more pressure from the American people. The American people have already spoken. Almost 80% said that Afghanistan is not worth one more dime. And I hope some of your listeners also will continue to call their members of Congress and say, stop your stupidity of sending money to a crook in Afghanistan that does not even respect your nation.
What do you make of former Vice President Dick Cheney saying that Karzai is basically a good guy, a guy that helped us, and that he won't say he's corrupt when he's a known opium dealer?
Well, all I would say is that Dick Cheney got us into an unnecessary war known as Iraq, so I don't have much respect for his opinion.
Well, I think you answered the question why they want to keep us there forever, $7 million a month to select contractors. No one's ever beaten the Afghans. Everybody always gets run out. And they knew when they went in there that we wouldn't, quote, win. The winning is sucking us dry.
Alex, you're exactly right. We have spent over $1.5 trillion in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that's why it makes no sense. Your listeners need to call and raise Cain with their members of Congress and stop funding Afghanistan, because there is no way we can have any accountability of the dollars going there. And as you just said, a few are getting rich off the backs of the poor American taxpayer who has to borrow money from the Chinese to pay Karzai in Afghanistan.
And that's another issue. Now the communist president over there said prepare for the war with the U.S. 2 days ago. This is really starting to get serious. The stock market's down, even with the devalued dollar. Where do you see our budget going? Where do you see our economy going?
Well, until this nation gets a national leader like a Ron Paul that will say that it is time to rebuild and fix America's problems and not the world's problems, then we will continue to be a debtor nation.
What is the sense of the Congress? I mean, they've got to know they're on the deck of the Titanic. Why are they accelerating towards the iceberg?
Alex, because there are not enough people like yourself across this nation to educate and wake up the American people before it's too late.
And by too late, historically, how bad do you think it's going to get in this country?
Well, I still believe that we're headed for a collapse. I mean, I'm glad that some people are doing well on Wall Street. I'm glad that the home building's coming back some across our nation. But I would tell you the truth, when you got to borrow money to pay your bills, and that's exactly what the Ryan Murray budget did. It raised the spending to keep our government running at over $1 trillion a year. And it's all we're doing is raising the debt ceiling, which I vote against every time I can, to borrow more money, to spend more money, and it's not even our money we're spending. It makes no sense.
Well said. What's the best website for people to visit? Your House website or?
Well, the House website, Walter B. Jones, and they can go on it very easily. And I wish they would remember one thing, Alex. Call your member of Congress. If you don't live in Eastern North Carolina that I represent, call your member of Congress and ask them to get on Resolution 428 to declassify the 28 pages so we can wake up America to who financed 9/11.
Yeah, well, that's the big issue here, and you've seen the documents, and then you said that basically what Cybele Edmonds, the FBI NSA translator, said is the accurate info, and that's come out. We know it's Saudi Arabia. But we need that to come out so Amen. That we can understand who our real enemy is, the same group funding Al-Qaeda all over the Middle East. Sir,
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for spending time with us in the new year, and God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. There goes Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina. We need to send hundreds more like him to the House and the Senate and as governors and legislators. Men like that are the answer. Obama is not.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Top-rated customer service, top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices. That's why we use them, because I've shopped around, used a lot of different companies. They are the best, and I only bring my listeners the best sponsors and products. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And with all the craziness in the world, now is the time to not be stranded in an ocean of people on welfare and food stamps. Now is the time, like they are on that icebreaker, now is the time to be self-sufficient. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Now, we are joined, ladies and gentlemen, by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is the leading, you'd have to say, medical doctor out there who runs her own large clinics in the U.S. and in other nations on a host of fronts with the latest in medical technology. So she's also a leader of leaders, the top in her field. And she was the doctor we had on along with Dr. Russell Blaylock and others who were on this radio show during the whole H1N1 hoax, pointing out that it lowered your immune system, didn't protect you from the regular flu. And then later that all came out in governmental studies in Canada, the UK, you name it. And now, though, this year, I am seeing people dying of basically meningitis, which is viruses attacking the lining of the brain, for those that don't know. We are seeing people dying from high-powered bacteria, strep, and others. I've had family die from it, and family fighting for their lives right now. And I don't see the media covering it. Locally, people are saying mystery illness, you know, killing half the people that get admitted to the hospital with it. During the H1N1, you'd have a person with diabetes who was 75 years old, an alcoholic, had had half their, you know, organs replaced, and then they got the flu and died, and they said the flu did it. Well, no, it was complications from the flu. So when there's not an issue, I've noticed, they hype it. When there is an issue, they tell you everything's fine. So I want to get her take and her breakdown on reports of these mystery illnesses, what's happening out there, and then break down the fact that they're trying to force people in New York to take all these vaccines. They're trying to force medical practitioners to take it. They're trying to give kids vaccines without parental consent and doing it in places like California to really have the floor for the rest of the hour. Then I'm going to cover all the other news and take your calls in the next hour to give us her expert report on the state of flu 2013, 2014, and medical tyranny. TenPennyIMC.com is just one of her websites. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Well, you heard me throw out those points, mystery illness and then the latest on medical tyranny.
Well, I think that we're seeing now more and more of the vaccines that are coming home to roost, that they are causing more and more medical problems. You know, you can't fool Mother Nature. And as you start to eliminate certain bacteria by the vaccines, other bacteria and viruses fill in the gap. For example, they have now shown and discovered in research articles that the pertussis vaccine, which has been eliminating the pertussis bacteria, and we've been seeing the increased rates of pertussis going up. They've been trying to figure out why that is. Well, there was an article that came out a couple of weeks ago that said that because the pertussis vaccine eliminates the Bordetella pertussis bacteria, it has created a gap in which another bacteria called Bordetella parapertussis is filling in the gap. And now that they're finding that that bacteria may have, that Bordetella parapertussis may have increased more than 40 times in these children that have had a pertussis vaccine. So now they are developing whooping cough or symptoms that look like whooping cough, but maybe not quite as severe as whooping cough. And they're finding that it's being caused by this new bacteria called parapertussis. And I think that's happening with all of the Prevnar vaccines for strep. It's certainly happened for Hib. That as we eliminated Haemophilus influenza B, there are more strains of that bacteria falling in the gap that are more stronger and more virulent. We're seeing it with meningitis vaccines, and of course that's going to happen with all this manipulation of what we're doing with the influenza vaccines.
So it's just like when you give these super powerful antibiotics to chickens, it makes them produce super deadly bacteria that when we eat it kills us, according to Reuters and their medical reporters. I mean, this is incredible.
It's just more and more of the same. In fact, even when they select the three viruses that they're going to put into the flu shot each year, they take those viruses into the laboratory and they manipulate them so that they create a new virus that really doesn't even match the one that's out in circulation, but a new virus that allows it to grow well either in eggs, which is still the current way that they make vaccines or flu shots, or that it will grow well in the cell cultures that they're now developing that are made from dog kidney cells, caterpillar eggs, and cells of aborted cells of retinas from aborted fetal tissue.
And doesn't that create a mutagenic effect sometimes, splicing with the other human DNA with the RNA?
Well, absolutely. And when you look at the package inserts of every single one of the vaccines, it will say this vaccine has not been studied for carcinogenic potential. It's not been studied for mutagenic potential. It's not been studied to see whether or not it changes anything in your DNA. But yet we are giving 40 doses of 16 different vaccines to children to where they get over 180 vaccine antigens by the time they are in junior high now.
And then we have all the studies about if you get three flu shots, it doubles your chances for Alzheimer's. The IQ's dropping. There's more neurological disorders. About a year after you broke this news, the Canadian study admitted 4 years ago that the H1N1 shot doubled your chances of getting the regular flu. And then things just get worse and worse and worse. And everyone I know, including Mancal Muller as a stunt, he took the flu shot, was the sickest in his life. Even the CNN redcoat, Piers Morgan, took it and literally said it almost killed him over a month within 6 days after taking it. My mother, when she was a triathlete and a UT master swimmer, this had to be 15 years ago, they told him take it. She's never been sick, almost killed her. My uncle, not the one that's sick now, but my Uncle Joe, got talked into one, almost killed him. I mean, everybody I know that takes it literally almost dies. I mean, what is in it, Dr. Tenpenny?
Well, I don't know that everyone almost dies, but I could say that there's a very large number of people that certainly do get sick.
No, I'm saying the people I know have gotten super ill.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about as a general
rule.
You know, that there's a lot of people that do get very sick. And I think there's a couple reasons from it. I mean, one is that the multi-dose flu shots still have mercury in them. The multi-dose vials still have mercury. There are stray viruses in there that come from birds and from cows that they cannot genetically remove or manufacturingly remove from the vaccines at all. And I also know that they estimate that there's somewhere around 6 billion viruses in each one of the flu shots.
Wow.
So how can they absolutely say with 100% certainty that all 6 billion of those viruses have been attenuated, weakened, or killed in order for that to get injected into you? And is there a pretty high probability that you're actually being injected with viruses that are still quite active? And I think the answer to that is yes.
Well, you said whenever they were testing Gardasil 8 years ago, it was killing people. Later, it came out it was killing people in the trials. India made it illegal after so many people died. But here, they just continue. And now, you know, that new study came out 2 weeks ago about what it's doing to women's fertility. And we had all surmised that it was really an anti-fertility vaccine. That's why they're giving it to all the Mexican girls in Mexico.
You know, Alex, I brought that up probably 3 years ago now, that saying that the Gardasil vaccine, that the polysorbate 80 and the combination of that with the high dose of aluminum and with borax causes testicular atrophy in little boys and ovarian atrophy and uterine atrophy in little girl mice. And if it was happening in mice, we use mice studies for everything, that there was going to be a high probability that was going to happen in ovarian atrophy and testicular atrophy in little human boys and girls.
Sure.
Now we've got the highest incidence of infertility. We've got the lowest birth rate of teenage girls ever. And I can't think it's just because the kids are having less sex.
No, I mean, this is eugenics. This is to sterilize people. This is to reduce fertility. This is the IMF, World Bank, UN's own statement. And I remember interviewing you and others back when they were doing the studies 8 years ago and evidence of infertility and autoimmune disorders. And then I know in the last 3 years you've intensified that. But we've known day one, targeting girls, lying and saying it's the law, you've got to take it. Rick Perry, such a bold move. And the fact that it was hurting people when they gave it to them and didn't protect them from almost all the strains, this is clear. What do you make of them now saying we have anti-stress vaccines that go in and attack areas of the brain, literally a lobotomy, so you never feel bad again? I mean, we're living in something like akin to a combination of Brave New World and the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, there are two of those vaccines that they're actually under development now. One came out that they mentioned several years ago. They were going to call it FunVax.
Oh.
A cute little name, FunVax, to take out the area of your brain where fundamentalists, their brain lights up, whether you are very, very intensely involved with something. Now, that could be fundamentalism in terms of Islam, or it could be fundamentalist Christians, or it could be just people who get really excited about their job and that they are just sort of zealots about it.
That's the little boy they want to put on Ritalin. They want to burn out that human spark of resistance.
Exactly.
A zombie shot.
And now they're actually talking about another one that they're talking about trialing with the military that will take out areas of their brain for which they may have PTSD and post-traumatic stress so that they can just level them out and make them probably into Manchurian candidates. It's very sad, Alex. It's very sad to see what's happening now more and more and more with the vaccine development. Because when I started into this back in September of 2000, the vaccine industry was about a $10 billion of your industry. Now it's in the 30 to 60 billion. Some of the vaccines are making 5 to 10 billion on their own. And so we are just using little human beings and adults too. I mean, we put a lot of focus on children, but adults are just repository of drugs and vaccines for the pharmaceutical industry. And at some point, everything is just going to have to break. The human body has a tremendous capacity to be able to compensate and overcome these things that we're doing to it, not only from our foods or from chemtrails and GMO foods, fluoride in the water, all these vaccines, all of these medications that we're giving people. I mean, now the expanded medication recommendation for more Lipitor for more people. I mean, at some point, the human body is just not going to be able to compensate anymore.
But I want to stop you right there, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, leading expert on so much of this. If you go back and if you look at this, we're calmly talking about vaccines, anti-stress vaccines, anti-PTSD vaccines that literally go in and destroy areas of the brain associated with the highest brain waves, with spiritual experiences, with literature, with art. I showed a study yesterday. It was in the Daily Mail about people that are religious have more brain cells and higher volume and higher intelligence. They want to cut out that. That's what they're targeting. And so, the troops are upset about 6-7 tours of immoral war. Let's just give them a vaccine so they're never upset again. You're literally giving them a lobotomy. The magnitude of that, doctor, that we're living in 2014, this is rolling out. They're drugging 20% of kids with all these antipsychotics and stuff. I mean, we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You know, Alex, every time I go to the store or go to the mall or walk down the street and I see all these young people with these little bitty babies in their arms, it makes me sad. I mean, we as a human race should be celebrating a birth and looking forward to what's going to happen to these children and hopefully that they'll have a better life and a better future than what you and I had or even what our kids had. And you look at these young children and you think, what is the world going to look like to them by the time they get to be 20 years of age? All of these different things, all these vaccines, parents, when are parents going to just stop and wake up and do something as simple as read a package insert on a drug or a vaccine and not just blindly follow the person in front of them because they happen to have on a white coat? When are they going to stop doing this? When are they going to understand that the systematic poisoning of their children in no way keeps them healthy?
And this is social engineering, as the head of the Fabian Socialist, Bertrand Russell, said, diet, injections, and injunctions will bring in the social control. I've got all this globalist literature by the White House science czar, Holdren, and others about using the water supply, adding chemicals, vaccines to control us. Undoubtedly, that's what it's doing. It came out, as you know, that the German elite, the British elite, the Chinese elite, none of them take these vaccines. They have special vaccines they take. I'm not even debating the science of vaccine. If something's bad enough, clearly the science of immunization is real, though there's a cost-benefit analysis for my layman research. The problem is all these big medical firms caught doing all this secret research on people before, all this lethal research. Hitler got his ideas from the U.S. and Britain. Hitler was going to use vaccines to control people. It's been done to us. We have to admit we're under attack. And now, as you've exposed, I heard you on Joyce Rowley a few weeks ago, get into the medical tyranny, how they're trying to force them now.
Well, that hasn't really changed in terms of what's happening with children. But now that they're forcing healthcare workers to have a flu shot in exchange for a paycheck, where do we stop with that? I've seen a couple of papers that have come out that saying, okay, now that we've got the doctors and nurses doing flu shots, now we can also mandate the next level of shots. We can make them get a booster of an MMR. We can make them reboost on their hepatitis B series.
They make them take the hepatitis, I was about to say.
Well, but let's say that you had that more than 10 years ago. The antibodies don't last that long. They could force you to get a blood test to see if you still have a what they call a protective antibody, and if you don't, make you take the series over again. They're already talking about forcing pertussis vaccines on healthcare workers, and they're also talking about pneumonia shots on healthcare workers, even though there have been quite a few articles that have come out just in the last 3 to 6 months that says that if I get a flu shot, it really does nothing to keep you from getting the flu. But we're doing this and forcing this upon healthcare workers. And when I talk about healthcare workers, I'm not just talking doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, people that have interactions with patients. I've gotten letters and emails from people that one was from a gentleman who says, I work in the IT department of the hospital, 3 blocks down the street from the actual physical hospital, and they're expecting me to get a flu shot in order to keep my job. Where does this stop? Where does it stop?
Well, you're right, and they know that if they can make city workers and police have GPS in their cars, as they're now doing, then the cops will enforce it on us to have GPS and tax by the mile. And if they can make medical workers take all the shots, then they're going to believe that, well, you should have to take them too. It's very simple what they're doing.
Yes. And I think that, you know, it always puzzles me, Alex, and is that, you know, all of these, the elite people and the powers that be that are doing this to all the rest of society, they have children and families and grandchildren too. I mean, what is the world going to look like for their families? It seems as though they think this is happening in isolation and it's going to affect everyone except their closed little circles. But it's not. And, you know, as my husband says quite frequently, we are the only animal that messes in our own nest. And that after we completely destroy this nest here on planet Earth, there isn't another place that we can go.
Very well said. I want to get more key intel from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny when we come back. Final segment with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You can find her books and films and more on her website at tenpennyimc.com. We also carry some of them at Infowars.com or Infowarsstore.com. And we're in a war, ladies and gentlemen. We have a bunch of books and videos from medical doctors and others breaking down the dangers of vaccines. And I want to explain, it isn't that I don't think that there couldn't be some science behind it, the 500-year-old technology. If you got something very risky out there sometimes, maybe you need a vaccine. It's that these companies and these globalists have hidden agendas, and we have the real numbers, the real data. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you're the real expert on this. I mean, obviously, you take vaccines, it makes stuff mutate and get stronger, just like antibiotics with bacteria. What is your position on vaccines? Because if there was some killer thing out there, like the polio in the 50s, I would want a vaccine. Like my grandmother, you know, was in an iron lung, basically, but she's still alive today, but paralyzed over large parts of her body. Happened when my mother was like 4 years old. My uncle was like, you know, 10. But my view is, then I learned it had the SV40 that they say gave 100 plus million Americans some form of cancer. So it's like you stop one evil with something even worse, but then it just gets hidden in the literature. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what's your view on vaccines and any other key points you'd like to add?
Well, Alex, I started the investigation into the problems associated with vaccines back in September of 2000. And so now that we are now into 2014, I can say unequivocally that after 13 years of study and more than, 20,000 hours of research, of reading medical literature and investigative reports and digging into the science myself, I would never take a vaccine under any circumstances for any bug. Because health cannot come through the needle. There is nothing positive that you can ever inject into your body that doesn't have a side effect. The side effect, the risk of the vaccine is much more dangerous than the risk of the illness. And I don't care what the illness is, because if I have an intact immune system that's healthy, that's fed well, that's watered well, that's slept well, that's well taken care of, that's a lot of love in my life. Developing an antibody in my bloodstream that can attack my own organs and become an autoimmune disease, and that antibody doesn't even necessarily keep me from contracting some deadly disease that might be floating around out there in the environment. There is nothing that a vaccine can do, in my opinion, that is protective, effective, or keeps you from getting sick. There's no way that I would ever be subjected to a vaccine under any circumstances. I would rather take my risk of keeping my body well and protected against any sort of a pathogen that's out there. I would rather err on the side that I can keep myself healthy rather than to take the risk of what might be coming through that needle.
I agree with you. And again, that's even if the vaccines were good. They have the bad autoimmune suppressing qualities that have been shown in studies and so much more. And we're less healthy now. You know, they say vaccines are why we live longer. We were actually living longer because of sanitation until the 30s and 40s when vaccines came in all the global graphs. You know that as well. And we're really getting unhealthy now. And we're seeing all these super plagues pop up from it. And this is really slavery, where they make us so sick, we can't then live without their system. And that's what Rockefeller-based, not even Western medicine, but criminal medicine has become.
Yeah, I mean, it's really that the multi-generational effect that we've had from this, and that's what we have also, is multi-generational indoctrination of that vaccines are safe, effective, protective, and harmless, and they are none of those things. So children that are getting married today in their 20s are listening to their grandparents go, oh, there was this thing called polio, and oh, the vaccine made it go away, and oh, what about smallpox, which neither of them are true. And so we've got...
You know what? I know you got to go, but can you do 5 more minutes after a 1-minute break just to talk about polio and smallpox not being true?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back in 60 seconds with her to break that down.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Merck vaccine scientist Dr. Maurice Hellermann, who worked with Dr. Salk on the polio vaccine, there's video of it, we played it for a decade here, admitted presence of SV40, AIDS, and cancer viruses in vaccines. That's a 2011 article from naturalnews.com. We have it mirrored up on Infowars.com. I want to, in this short 5-minute segment, give Dr. Sherry Tenpenny of TenpennyIMC.com some time to talk about what she just said about smallpox and polio not really being stopped by the vaccine. There's mountains of evidence. She's a medical doctor. Talk about that.
Well, you summed it up right there, Alex, when you said there's mountains of evidence. There's mountains of evidence that the polio epidemic, or the peak of the polio outbreak, I guess we should call it, here in the U.S., was on its way out before either the Salk or the Sabin vaccine was introduced. Polio went away in other countries just by sanitation, not by vaccination. And it's estimated that less than 10% of the entire global population was vaccinated with the smallpox vaccine, and it went away by hygiene and refrigeration. And I think that when we talk about the hygiene hypothesis and how so many of these infectious diseases went away because of hygiene, I think equally important, maybe even more important than hygiene, was refrigeration, where we could keep our food fresher and that we didn't have to eat moldy things, and that we were able to actually refrigerate our house, air condition our house so that we had more comfortable living spaces. So I think that hygiene and refrigeration are really important. The polio vaccine was just put up as this huge, big savior of the world. And the same thing with the smallpox vaccine. And smallpox never even really went away. It just morphed into another type of pox virus called monkeypox. And we see outbreaks of it periodically in Africa, but we can't call it anything related to smallpox because, of course, the smallpox vaccine saved the world by eradicating.
Well, I was about to say, look at how the so-called polio vaccine they're giving around the world is actually causing paralysis. Mm-hmm. They don't call it polio. They call it paralysis.
Yeah, because isn't that what we are actually trying to do by eliminate the polio virus, which we make the assumption that these polio viruses, which are gastrointestinal viruses, actually can get into the bloodstream and go into the neurological system and cause paralysis. There are actually several other families of viruses that can cause paralysis, but because we don't have a vaccine for those families of viruses, like Coxsackie viruses and things like that, we don't even talk about that.
And it just so happens Bill Gates and everybody say they want to reduce population by 80%, so let's have him give kids shots.
Yeah, have him give kids shots or set up the mechanisms to deliver them. Now they're actually talking about, I just saw...
Sure, that's what I meant, is he's funding the mass force inoculation, yeah.
I just saw a report. You know how they're talking now about all these drones and like with Amazon delivering boxes? I just saw some kids at some university that just got funded by the Gates Foundation to develop a drone to deliver vaccines to locations where they can't get into with World Health Organization workers.
That is huge. We're going to carry that at InfoWars.com. Yeah, Gates is trying to have all the vaccines in the food now where you can't get away from it.
They're called edible vaccines. They have them, the hepatitis B vaccine, they've been working on that one for a while to introduce that into Africa in carrots and in potatoes. Gates has been working for a while at this whole concept of a malaria vaccine with mosquitoes, delivering by mosquitoes. Now, what if you get bit 10 times? Does that mean you get 10 doses of the vaccine? I mean, it's just insanity. I think about these pictures. You know, sometimes you have seen those pictures in the old days of Albert Einstein with the gray hair that's all messed up across his head. They just looks like this wild scientist. And I think that there's this issue with technology that because we can, the assumption is made that we should, when I think that in many cases we should not.
Well, you're awesome. Tell folks about some of the books and films on your website that people should get and show to their friends and family, to their PTA.
Well, if you could go to drtenpenny.com, which is drtenpenny.com at the store, or tenpenny IMC, IMC like Mary, tenpennyimc.com at the store. We've got books and DVDs there. I encourage everybody to come join me on Facebook. I got 65, 67,000 fans, and they're all there because we have a very nice community of people that don't vaccinate their children or refuse vaccines. And this is where you can feel the
truth. Exactly. Great job. We got to warn others.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
We have covered the incredible news that they're already testing on troops a brain-eating vaccine with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny that goes in and eats the area of the brain that they can tailor it, where those chemicals are excreted that are experienced in religious and high brainwave events, high intelligence, writing symphony music, painting your masterpiece painting, falling in love, winning the football game, discovering a math equation. They want that gone. The globalists are absolutely fear native human genius while they build their technological terror, their machine takeover. The feds are also announcing they're going to use the boxes to tax everyone by the mile in your cars and track every move you make and give you tickets. If you drive over a line or speed, you will be given tickets with that. And then they're going to use that data to say that robots can drive better by having Google cars side by side. And then they're going to make you pay more to not have a Google type computer in your car drive you. So it's distracted driving so bad and people are so zombie-like they can't drive. Just like people can't do math anymore because of calculators, or can't do handwriting anymore because of computers. See how we're losing our humanity via the machines. You can use the machines, if you're interfaced with them to put out info and resist, you can use them as a weapon back the other way. It's very hard. Most people I know that are even aware of this stuff have been sucked into the iPhones, the droids, the entertainment, and can't take the enemy serious even though they don't like the New World Order. Because they're still now had their brainwaves meshed with the flicker rate, we've lost them. Other people are bought into other layers of propaganda, the whole hype-driven system of the whole, you know, Hollywood music scene, which people imprint on like baby ducks, you know, to their mama, and will just be programmed by and will follow commands as long as it's associated with that. And then there's the chemical, the biological, the radiological, the electromagnetic manipulation. I'm going to get Dr. Nick Bagich on very soon to talk about that. This is the total assault that's going on. I want to get your take on that. I want to get your take on, I told you this years ago, five, 6 years ago, with Jim Tucker, when Jim Tucker died, last June, weeks before the Bilderberg Summit. We lost some of our best contacts. The fellow that was working with him, the editor, still has some of them, but Jim was unable to transfer one of the contacts because, I mean, so much of what he said was just so dead on. Bush, in 6 months, will endorse carbon taxes and global warming. That was nowhere. And then he did it. In 2 years, they will implode the housing bubble and use that to bring in a bailout that's really a takeover of the entire domestic system. And the global crisis will be used. They want to impoverish. The whole thing happened. But I remember Tucker saying they're going to manufacture Jeep and all the Chrysler products in Italy, and the Fiat head was at Bilderberg, and they made the deal there that within the next 5 years, I guess it's been 5 years, they would transfer Chrysler there. They began transferring it officially 2 years ago, and I would cover it, and they would have news about, oh, maybe they won't, to make opposition not build. You see how that works? See, they bring Obamacare in, it doubles, triples your prices, makes you buy it, cuts the quality of care, and they go, oh, maybe we're going to take that off. And then it doesn't get taken off. And it's like, Obama, you said you'd do that. Be a dictator. And you're like, okay, be a dictator. And he's like, well, even though I'm a dictator, I can't. And then it's his bill. And they're like, well, racist white people, you know, they're the reason when Obamacare isn't working. That's in the news today. And you're like, what does that have to do with reality? It's mind control. And these people that have joined the New World Order, they're all trying to compete and show how evil they are so they can be the ones that don't get the deadly vaccines, so they can get the non-GMO food. That's in mainstream news, that Monsanto Laboratories, GMO Laboratories, in 99 it broke in the CBC, and it broke again last year, 2013. Nothing is there but organic and totally purified water. Well, they know about glyphosate in the tap water and the well water from Roundup. They know about all the poison. They know about what the GMOs stacked and what's really meant to do and what they add into those things. They know it sterilizes and kills all the rodents within three generations. They know. Of course those scientists don't eat that. Of course they don't. They never will. It came out that the entire German government gets special vaccines, advanced nanotech-type vaccines. And the military revolted and said, we want those too. Because we gave the military the intel. I mean, listen, folks, you ignore this information at your peril. That you're living in a science fiction nightmare, okay? Only by admitting it can we turn the tide against it. Not admitting it is what is allowing it to happen. I mean, that's why if I'm not speeding or something and some cop follows me and pulls me over because they've license plate read my tags or whatever, and wants to come over and harass me because of who I am and wants to search the car, I just start laughing at him. And I just go, you know, what future do you think you have under this system where you play the part of the guardian? Or if, you know, my employees get threatening phone calls or followed to work or lasers pointed at them, you know, through their window at night. What type of contractors and people? I mean, you really think crapping in your own nest, you really think being evil is fun and cool? You really think that you're on the good guy team? I mean, is that some kind of sick joke? You've opened the doors to hell. You took the jobs with the system because you felt like you were powerful and you wanted money. And now you're deep into it. You don't want to admit you're part of something destructive. And that goes for the corporate henchmen. That goes for the hatchet men and women. That goes for the propagandist. That goes for the White House. That goes for all of you. You know, there's a reason presidents look really freaked out and unhealthy once they get in there. There's a reason all these top corporate leaders are so evil looking and so weird and get caught doing all this weird stuff. Because, man, evil is not fun. The church tells you wanting to have a good time and, you know, loving the opposite sex is the big sin, or drinking a beer. Meanwhile, they don't talk about DynCorp with child kidnapping rings or cancer viruses and the vaccines. You know, they sit there and tell you how, you know, you're guilty and you're bad and beat you over the head with the Bible so you'll feel guilty and give them money. And so they can be the moral authority and do what the government says, render unto Caesar out of context, take your shots, do what's expected of you, not telling you they're actually an FBI informant being paid cash money under faith-based initiative to literally in their counseling programs, all of it, sit there and not just spy on you, but they use those counseling services at the big mega churches to put fake info in your FBI file to then open fraudulent investigations. Just like I told you, the DEA uses the NSA systems to create fake cases and put people in jail. That came out 2 months ago, years after I told you, because I have sources in the DEA, the FBI, the NSA, all of them. And by the way, I don't have a lot of those sources now because of the chilling effect of the NSA. But even back then, these people all knew what was going on and gave me stuff in parking lots whenever I would do public events or would give it to my people in parking lots. I mean, I can't believe the amount of stuff I threw in the trash can because I couldn't even understand what it all was. All of it, okay? I'm telling you, folks. And some of these people that gave me stuff were really scary-looking people. Not the kind of feds you see on television. And a lot of these people admitted that they'd done bad things and that they weren't even good people, but that this was too much, what was being planned. I mean, folks, you are literally opening the gates to hell when you go along with this. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. I want to hear from you. The great Italian auto bailout, courtesy of U.S. taxpayers. Fiat to buy full control of Chrysler with bailout money. CNN, billionaires worth $3.7 trillion surge as Gates wins 2013. That's Bloomberg. I thought Bill Gates gave all his money away. No, no, no. His money is now tax-exempt, just like the NFL. He keeps the money. He just puts some of it into extermination programs. Here it is, because Christians have stopped him from it, so he has to get his own money, not taxpayer money. Here it is, billionaires worth $3.7 trillion surge as Gates wins 2013. That's just some of the news on that front. And again, I mentioned this earlier, but as 52 passengers have been rescued today from the ship trapped in the Arctic ice, on a expedition, 98% of news articles, I have a Newsbusters story here on a freeze out of the news, 98% of the news media refused in a study to say it was a global warming expedition. Just like they've now said openly, they're not going to say any negative stories about Obamacare. They don't decide, they're told. And then the media gets up there and goes, we've decided on CNN or MSNBC or ABC that we're not going to tell you this. We've decided. Isn't that just special? I saw the article on Drudge. You guys can pull it up. It's from Newsbusters. 98%. There it is, frozen out. 90%, 98% of stories ignore that icebound ship was on global warming mission. That is the reality of what we're talking about. But it doesn't matter. Why not just say that someone is a racist? You're like, what does that have to do with anything? Doesn't have to. Just racist. Professor blames Southern white radicals for Obamacare debacle. A professor who teaches constitutional law courses at the City, Utah, of New York's John Jay College of Criminal Justice, put out an article saying that it's racist who don't like Obamacare. But coming up, I'm going to take your phone calls, 800-259-9231 on all these issues I've thrown out, 800-259-9231. Then we've got the big news, Social Security Administration preparing for collapse.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns.
It's Bob Dylan bringing us in.
Here that build the death planes.
Feds preparing for violence targeting Social Security buildings. Wait till you hear this. It's up on Infowars.com. Feds move with vehicle location tracking by law or by fiat executive action. That's just some of what is coming up in the next segment. And I've got a really important point I'm going to make at the start of the next segment. But right now, I'm going to go right back to your calls and take some of them here. Let's talk to Matt in California. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, sir.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
All right. It's great to talk to you. Hey, I wanted to, you really do a good job of kind of summarizing oftentimes what all the different sort of vectors that they have on zombifying people. And I wanted to encourage you, I know you do cover this, but I wanted to encourage you to kind of include the electromagnetic radiation that we're all being subjected to.
Dr. Begich says that's even bigger than all the chemical and biological, with all the hundreds, actually thousands of patents since the 50s, and that's where the real mind control is. I agree.
I agree completely with that, because you know what it is that, and you had a great segment, this was, I don't know, a couple months ago, about, you know, when you had gone for a run and you said, you know, the secret place of the Most High, and then you, in the same segment, you said something about electromagnetic gulag. And I thought it was very...
No, that's it. And you notice they want to make us take a vaccine that literally eats that part of the brain that's the receiver for that. They know that. I mean, think about it. They want to kill our free will and our connection to the Creator.
Yes, exactly.
These are soul-sucking vampires.
And the thing is that the electromagnetic radiation directly affects our ability, our most important ability, our brain's ability to...
No, fluoride hits the pineal. 100%. They do not want us. This is what they believe, and it's what the science shows. It's how you feel somebody looking at you, you know, in a room you didn't know was there because they're staring at you. There's an electromagnetic projection. This has been scientifically proven in studies where just observation changes the event. It's been proven 100% in literally thousands of studies. The globalists believe that those of us that aren't with them, until we're dead or until we're spiritually neutralized, we're broadcasting on a wavelength that keeps them from taking over. Do you understand? That's why they want to literally destroy our soul, cut our brain off from the Creator. I mean, this is a science fiction movie we're in.
It is. It is a spiritual battle, and our brains are our physical weapon. That is our greatest physical weapon.
That's it. And we have to be aware of that with the fluoride and the statins and the GMO. And now the vaccines. I had a medical doctor on. This is mainline science. They're giving troops shots, or daddy doesn't get mad. Daddy doesn't get sad. Daddy is now a robot. Daddy literally does not have any high emotions and has a glaze on his face. And that's what you're already, they're already putting it in vaccines, folks. That's what's happening. You wonder why America and other countries suddenly have IQs dropping. People are glazed over. They're not just in a trance. They're dead. They got them. And I may have a fever one day and get the virus. They've got a bunch of them out there, and suddenly I can't get upset anymore. But just, but still, my soul's still there. And God will understand they've taken my free will, but this is the ultimate evil we now face. God bless you. I appreciate your call. That's it. We're here. You're living in a science fiction nightmare. It's a fact. Let's go ahead and talk to Kent in Mississippi, and they're doing it to the troops first. They make them serve 5, 6, 7 tours. They're totally screwed up. Just take this shot. You'll feel nothing. Go to sleep. Lay down by the pod. When you wake up, you're going to be a body snatcher. Let's go ahead and literally, this is what we're in here. Let's talk to Kent in Mississippi. Kent, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Just had 2 points. One with the fluoride in the water. That to me is one of the biggest issues, trying to wake up family and friends, that most of them really don't understand that is just an awful poison added to our water supply. And the reason they don't understand it is because it's worked. I mean, they're dumbed down. I try my hardest to wake up family, showing them the study, showing your research.
No, they're gone already. It's just like a person that's brain dead on a respirator. They're just gone. They're dead. So what are those of us that were resistant or didn't get enough of it, or by God's grace are awake, what do we do in a nation of zombies begging to be killed?
I try to show them the big picture to the New World Order. You know, these elites, they worship Satan, and they are dumbing us down and controlling us via the TV, the vaccines, the fluoride, and most people just can't seem to understand it. And I just don't understand why they...
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you and give you the answer, because that actually leads into what I was going to say. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you, Kent. And again, people say, well, why don't they bring out really hardcore stuff that totally knocks us out? No. They have to do it incrementally where we don't notice. It has to be ambient.
Who
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Going right back to your phone calls here in a moment. I'm going to talk about really what's at the heart of all this. A key area. There's a lot of things at the heart of it, like a pie with different slices, but it's a key point I don't make enough. Dealing with people that are actually somewhat awake, but have decided to do nothing. I'm going to talk about that briefly in a moment. Speaking of doing nothing, there's radioactive waves now coming in that took 2 years to go across the Pacific, with giant pieces of debris, according to Fox News, Associated Press, that are just now in the next few weeks starting to slam into the West Coast from Mexico all the way up to Alaska. They will not tell you that you need high-quality thyroid iodine, truly atomic iodine, to go in there and block it and help your other glands as well. They will not tell you that there are other things that you can do as well. They will not tell you that fluoride fills up the thyroid and bromine and other bad members of the halogen if you don't have the good member of the halogen. They won't tell you that the regular thyroid pills out there are bound and are not nascent and truly atomic. Well, we have it, Survival Shield. It's almost sold out right now, but we got more coming in 2 weeks. So in a few days, if it keeps selling like this, it'll be on back order for a few weeks. But Survival Shield, nascent iodine dietary supplement. And your purchase also helps support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can buy multiple bottles and get big discounts to take it now for your health, and then, of course, save it for later during emergencies or breakdowns of deliveries or problems. But, again, Survival Shield. Also, we have in the 2-ounce bottle the Fluoride Shield that has five other. I asked Dr. Group, I said, how can we make this even better? He goes, well, I would add these five other ingredients like Shilajit and other things that are known to supercharge the nascent iodine and detox the fluoride, not just the radioactive isotopes and so much more. Heavy metals, you name it. See the breakdown video and the write-ups at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's 2 ounce, not 1 ounce, like the Survival Shield. And it has, the Fluoride Shield has the nascent iodine in it as well, just not at the same level. And by the way, in 4+ months of taking this, I've built up to taking more. Consult your physician. Take the recommended amount, obviously. But Dr. Group told me some stuff, basically, about it depends on the person. But you've heard the rave reviews, and mine are just good, good, good. People say, how could you say iodine doesn't taste bad? That's because it's bound iodine that turns black on paper, folks. This turns blue, purple. This is real nascent iodine. Believe me, we went look for other manufacturers. We tested and sent it to labs. It wasn't nascent iodine. It wasn't nascent iodine. It was just the regular Lugols or whatever you call it that's been around for over 100 years, which is better than nothing. That stuff's good. From what I've talked to with medical doctors, they say that's good on the skin is the way to take that. Not in a glass of water drinking it. They say that can go after your guts. But look, each person's different. Consult your physician, InfoWarsLife.com. Here's some of the articles. Plumes of mysterious steam rise from crippled nuclear reactor at Fukushima. That's RT yesterday. U.S. government orders 14 million dosages of potassium iodine of the Iosat type, which we have and we sell and is better than nothing at InfoWarsStore.com. But thank you all for your support out there. Purchasing the products. We couldn't do it without you. We have the great shade-grown, high mountain, southern Mexico, Chiapas, farmer-grown, above fair trade coffee. My favorite type of coffee, so I found a distributor down there directly with the distributor is the co-op with the farmers. And we came out with a Wake Up America blend, very affordable in one-pound bags. They also have the immune support with a key type of mushroom infused as well. And, again, it's $17.95 for a pound of the best coffee out there. Similar coffee sell for as much as $40 a pound. So this is very fairly priced, and it supports the broadcast, and we're all about waking folks up. It's grown in volcanic soil, totally organically, Oregon tilt level, the highest standard, and it just has so many trace minerals and elements in it. My favorite coffee doesn't give me the heartburn, the headaches personally that so many other coffees that, like Starbucks, do. So that's what I drink, what the office drinks. And it's my favorite brand. People have gotten it, they say it's their favorite, or at least they love it. I mean, just we sell high-quality products, InfoWarsLife.com. We self-fund ourselves with very little sponsorship by design so that we can ensure we're bringing you the best, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, going back to the caller to then make my point, and then I'll make the full point. He was saying, why don't people care about each other? Why can't they reach out to other people? Why don't they care? A, they feel powerless. B, they've been brought up as spectators. And they've been mesmerized by the television wavelength on record to be in a near sleep state of being hypnotized or sleepwalking. Literally. That's how top hypnotists on record say that it's much easier. In fact, some of the famous ones I've been meaning to get on who are 60, 70 years old say it's much easier to hypnotize people nowadays because people are such spectators and watch television. They know. They have famous hypnotists with police watching. It's not rigged because they have to be there to make sure nothing happens, and I agree with it. Go and believe they're going to murder somebody with a gun they believe is real that doesn't have bullets. I mean, that's how suggestible people are, just because they're already hypnotized. That's why they've already been hypnotized. Then you add fluoride, the chemicals, now vaccines that literally eat the spiritual center of your brain. That's mainline literature. They go, oh, this is the area about excitement and high emotions. And then that very area of the brain, when you read in the patents, that's the spiritual center. That's the high IQ area. That's the brainstorm area. That's the epiphany area that those of us that are already somewhat intelligent, if we're exercising, suddenly have those epiphanies because there's more blood hitting it, more endorphins interacting with it, and it's like, whoa, your processor's working right. Beethoven would stick his head in freezing ice. A lot of top chess players, you know, will hop around or do, you know, jump rope and stuff 20 minutes before they go in and get that blood going because they're trying to really flood, just like your muscles get pumped when you exercise, the brain gets pumped. And it's that high you get. They want to annihilate that because that's the high that will see evil and resist it. Do you understand that, folks? So that's why so many yuppies and trendies, people that work for the system, they feel insecure inside, and some of them are not hypnotized. They actually know what's going on. They're very scared. I've talked to top scientists, doctors, lawyers, judges, high-level members of the state legislature, members of Congress, high-level off record, and they go, look, we know exactly what you're saying is true and more. You have no idea. The technology's 30 years advanced. We're basically prisoners. We're praying to Jesus. Secret Service people break down crying what they've seen in the White House. I mean, we are literally overrun by demons, okay? That's all I can say. And every moment of my life is like a Twilight Zone episode. And But many of these yuppies who aren't really good people, but they're not really evil people, they just go, you're not going to stop it. There's nothing you can do anyways. And you're just going to bring it down faster fighting it. You know, if you expose the government, if you expose false flags, I'm connected to it and we're not all bad. That'll bring it all down. It'll discredit everyone. No, this thing coming to fruition will discredit everything. I mean, years ago, we talk about fractional reserve banking and all this and say they better quit doing the derivatives. It'll devalue the dollar. And I'd get threatening emails and calls and people going, you're the one that's going to cause a loss of confidence that'll bring it down. No, the bubble of many stocks, 100 times their price earnings ratio. They've had 20, 30 times in the Great Depression in the lead up to 1929. I mean, this is guaranteed jumping off a 100-story building without a parachute. You're going to die when you hit the bottom. You're like, no, you're just being negative, saying if we jump off here, we'll die because we've already been thrown off the building. That's the issue. But a politics and a society is not one person. We've already hit the bottom and have splattered. But we're an idea. Humans regenerate themselves. We're a renewable resource, according to the globalists. But we are renewable. And so like a phoenix, we can rise. That's the issue. Is that it's an idea, it's bulletproof. So we've already hit the bottom. And there's brains everywhere and guts sprayed out. You ever seen a photo of somebody that falls off a tall building? I mean, it's a big splatter 30 feet around, like a strawberry that got stepped on. And you've got to admit we're on the ground if we can be resurrected. And that's why they want to target the ganglia in the cerebral cortex, but also deeper inside the brain, to shut down those uplifting moments of higher consciousness. They don't want you to have high consciousness because in that place, you then see that selling out to evil is not good. You then see their designs. You're now wearing the sunglasses like they live and going, whoa, you're monsters. Whoa, this is really a bad idea. Not the great idea you said it was. Suddenly you see the world for what it really is. I had an experience like that when I was about 11 years old at a water park. No hallucinogens, no drugs, no nothing. And for about 2 minutes, watching all these people, it was like a vision from heaven, folks. The media can go crazy with this. I don't even care anymore. And I literally could see people for what it was incredible. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I'm telling you, folks, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. And that's why some people we think are crazy are actually just super sensitive and totally flipped out by what they see. Or there's toxins in the environment that cause these effects on the brain. But we're so much more advanced. I mean, they always said 96% of DNA was junk. They knew decades ago it wasn't, folks. They've been attacking that real DNA, that even if they mutate us and hurt us, it folds back out and produces a whole new strand, basically, to defeat the enemy. I mean, we are incredible, folks. And believe me, we didn't just come together with some sand in the desert flying together and, you know, and then a tadpole was created and then it turned into a man who built spaceships and Ludwig von Beethoven. But I'm telling you, folks, if you ever just see these people for what they are, it's going to blow your mind. It's they live at a spiritual level. All right, Kent, does that answer your question? You want to make any other points?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I would like to add to it for just a 60 seconds, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Just during the whole awakening, you know, personally, studying the New World Order, stuff that I'd heard as a child, it just all was put in the back of my subconscious and then just manifested itself. And now I see everything. And the epitome of the awakening is the spiritual battle, knowing the enemy, trying to wake up family and friends, you know, to the one world government, why they're poisonous, just all of it. And that is just the greatest thing ever, is to join the fight, to wake up, turn that TV off, read the Bible. I mean, just, you know, go all in. Like you said, you're all in. And we are too. And it's just the greatest thing ever.
Well, it's come to me the last few years when I'm really thinking clearly that just the word enemy, as the Bible says it, and every other culture has said it, what that encompasses, knowing the enemy is everything. Knowing the enemy, then you will know they're an enemy and must be defeated. Knowing is more than half the battle. Knowing is the battle. Because if you know it's an enemy and you know they're not giving you quarter, then you know what you've got to do. Someone who hates another, someone who attacks or tries to harm another, Webster says, a group of people such as a nation against whom another group is fighting a war. One that is antagonistic to another, especially one seeking to injure, overthrow, or confound an opponent. That's what they're doing to us. Kill, steal, and destroy. Someone harmful or deadly. A military adversary, a hostile unit or force. But this isn't some enemy that just wants to conquer us physically, who wants more living space or more resources, or who believes their culture is better and wants to build us up. There's been cases where an enemy takes over and it's better. Where an enemy comes in and you had a worse group running you, so it's a liberating enemy. This is not a liberating enemy. This is an enemy. I mean, my very DNA, my very spirit says enemy. Just total enemy. Total enemy. Total enemy. I don't know how else to explain it. They are the enemy. They are coming after our children, our health, everything. They are the enemy. And I don't say that with hatred. I say it as a realization that this is an enemy. That's all I can say, and people better realize that. There's no choosing a side here. This is an enemy of humanity, an enemy of life. You don't make a deal with this devil. Fools that believe they can. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Amber, you're on the air calling from planet Earth. Go ahead.
Alex, how Happy New Year, and God bless you and the crew. Pray for you every day. I had an observation that relates to the sort of zombified public. If you recall the old Rod Taylor Time Machine film, he is way into the future, and the people are so apathetic that a very lovely young lady, actress Yvette Mimieux, is drowning, and they're all just sort of sitting around twiddling their thumbs.
What's the name of that movie again?
The Time Machine, the old Time Machine.
Oh, yeah, film. I've seen that with H.G. Wells, the one that
came. Yes, yes. And Rod Taylor plays your character in it. And he, you know, jumps in to save the young lady. And later she actually ends up saving him from the Morlocks. But she asks him, why did you save me? And he's asking them all sorts of questions about, like, well how do you live? How is your society constructed? And actually, they're just raised.
That's right. I saw it when I was a kid. I want to see it again. And they're like, why do you ask how society is constructed? See, that's the key. Thinking about civilizational level things, thinking about where do the power lines go, where does the meat come from, that's like weird to these fools. They don't get that's what it is to be a leader, to be successful, even monetarily. They're too lazy to know how things even work. I talk to people and they have no idea how anything works. They just think this is all some playground they're living in. It's not. It's a weaponized kill grid.
Yes, yes. And I was just so struck by that film in thinking of what happened with John Bowne the other day and with you in the restaurant, and actually every day you are in this fight, a heroic fight, and I commend the chivalry, bravery, decency, and common sense of all of you and your crew. You are gentlemen and ladies, and we've been trained to think that those terms are sort of antiquated or irrelevant, but they actually encapsulate the respect that all of us have learned through ages for our fellow man. And I thank and commend you. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. And listen, I appreciate your compliments, but I personally am just trying to survive. But you're right. In an age of cowards, just being normal is heroic. But I think you just quantified it all. We have respect for fellow humans and respect for life and empathy. And they've removed the empathy and they've removed the humanity. And it's draining out right now. And they're waging war on empathy and turning common sense on its head for the horrors they have to come. And we've got to resist it. Any other points?
Yes. Actually, I've had a bit of success with fluoride education for people who are just ready to think, oh, I must love fluoride or my teeth will look rotten. A good place I've found to start is that they'll be familiar with topical application of fluoride being something beneficial. That's questionable as well. But I do start there and I say, okay, let's say that a topical application is beneficial. You've seen nail hardener, right? There are a couple companies.
Tell you what, stay there. Come back and tell me how you wake people up. I just give them the Harvard study. It lowers IQ 10 points. And children, at least, every decade you take it, 10 IQ points is like getting 50 treatments of electroshock, folks. I mean, you might as well beat your kids in hammers. But see, if you do that, the CPS would take them, and rightfully so. But do it with chemicals, it's okay.
Draining empathy. Fueling apathy. You're listening to the Alex.
That's John Bowne. I told him bring us in. I don't know if you could hear him. He said the term draining empathy, fueling apathy. And that is what they want to do. One of our crew members had a sore throat and went to the doctor today, his regular medical practitioner, you know, family doctor he goes to. Chris went and he just called us and said, well, it usually costs $60, and I see my doctor all the times. This time it cost $140-plus, and they said it was Obamacare under his insurance, and he didn't get to see his doctor. He got to see an internist. So here's the article we have up on Infowars.com that just went live on the same subject, Obamacare, health secretary to dictate how doctors practice medicine. Yeah, through the computers. That was in the bill. We knew that. They said, oh, no, it's not. Don't listen to the racist. It's racist not to like what we're doing. And it's racist not to drink your fluoride that lowers your IQ 10 points as a child when you drink it in the Harvard study. Let's go back to an evil woman, Amber, who's calling from Earth, who tries to warn people and take time out to warn them. That is so bizarre and weird. That is just outrageous. Amber, go ahead and tell me what you say to the zombies.
With the the IQ that often we are dealing with. And by the way, the Survival Shield is made me Amber 2.0. I just can't say enough good about it. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Lifted a cloud also of melancholia, which was an unanticipated additional benefit. It's fantastic stuff. But I can't always, I don't always have a lot of luck getting people to read something and saying Harvard, they might think, ooh, that's scary and brainy. But if I do bring up the analogy of nail hardener, which is topically applied, and they've seen little bottles of it, you know, and say, okay, let's say fluoride works something like that, you know, perhaps topical application, maybe there's something there. But would you drink it? Would you drink the nail hardener to harden your nails? Likewise, you should not be drinking fluoride. It stays in the bones. I was very lucky to have a grandmother who knew this way back in the 70s when they started fluoridating the water.
And by the way, it was all well known, too, that you don't drink sunscreen to keep your skin healthy. And it's also been known, we forced the American Dental Association 8 years ago to quietly say children under six shouldn't brush their teeth with fluoride because it actually hurts their teeth and hurts them. I mean, they know this. They all know because it's not for your teeth. It's for your pineal gland. Here's Genesis 32:2-3:2. When Jacob wrestled God, so Jacob called the place Peniel, or the seat of the soul. It is because I saw God's face to face, and yet my life was spared. And what do they want to attack with the halogen? The pineal. I mean, they know what they're doing. Great points. God bless you, ma'am. I'm going to go to one more caller here before we go to break. Do the complimentary 5 minutes of overdrive to always get to the callers. Brian in New Jersey, thanks for calling.
Alex, I have quite a few things I want to cover, but
Go, first and foremost, do it.
Okay. Number one, I'm homeless, and I just don't know what to do. I can't afford the Survival Shield. I hear all the good products you're promoting, and I can't even do anything for myself. I'm forced to eat the GMOs at the local soup kitchen. Otherwise, I'll starve to death. And
That's why we need to buy local, and people need to create organizations and try to hire the more and more real homeless people who aren't just drug addicts or mentally ill I see out there, because the economy's falling apart. I got so much family that lives with family. You see it all over the country now. You know, if you can get for even a couple dollars the proper sea salts, check the brand. They have iodine in them that are good. We've pointed that out to people. And they've got a lot of soup kitchens in places that I know get their stuff from farmers markets. Farmers markets should jump through the government hoops they try to block, or go to the city councils and change the regulations. That's an idea. People should put on soup kitchens at farmers markets, and churches should be donating to that, but they won't. They only donate for the private jet of the preacher, you know, who's got eight hookers inside his office right now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into some overdrive here in the second radio broadcast of the new year, 2014. Larry in Michigan, moving quick now. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Okay. How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right, brother.
I want to talk about a situation that had happened to me in September 2nd of 2012. It started off. And it as I was coming home from church one day, on that Sunday, I was going from one expressway to the other on a curb. It's I-696 in M5.
Okay, so what happened to you?
Well, as I was going around this curb, I noticed two minivans. One is a white one, one was a red one. And I noticed that there was a small person standing in front of the back of the white one, and it was covering up the plate, the license plate. Couldn't see what it was.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you, this is the spy rollout of the citizen spies is done under surveys now. A lot of times with cops backing them up, and it's just hellish, but go ahead.
Okay, so there's this red one in front of that white one, and you couldn't see that plate because it was covered up by the red, the white.
Okay, so tell us what happened.
Well, as they came along there, this hand came out with a 357, and it was pointing right at me. And I just floored it to get by him. So I'm going to, there's a lot of stuff in between, and I really don't want to talk about this too much, but I this is the only thing.
Well, there are a lot of gang initiations and stuff going on, too, where, you know, Michigan, as you know, is a great state, great people, but it's breaking down right now. And there's all sorts of stuff happening where people point guns at each other, and there's a lot of stuff going on, but they may have been planning to rob you, or did you, did you see what people look like?
They just saw the hand. The hand come out.
Okay, so what do you think was going on?
Well, I think it was a process. Either gun jammed or that I was getting scared off.
There's also a lot of idiot punks out there. I've had people point guns at me driving around the road before. Cut somebody off, they pull over, point a gun at you. And I just ignore them and, you know, get away from them. Because, you know, the last thing I want to do is have to get in a gun battle. But a very interesting story, Larry. I appreciate your call. Drew in Wisconsin. Drew, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
May I first just say what an inspirational hero you are?
Thank you, brother. We got about a minute. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I need some advice from you. I'm a freshman in college here in Milwaukee, and back in June of 2013 in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where I used to live, I had a verbal argument with my father, and one of the neighbors called the police. I was outside, and all of a sudden, five police officers started walking up my driveway with shotguns pointed at me. Now, as they approached, I had my hands up in an unthreatening manner, and they yelled at me to get on the ground, and I asked why. At this point, two of them put away their guns and pulled out tasers. And at that point, I had four taser prongs shot into my body.
No, talking to the police, even with your hands up, is a crime. Land of the free, home of the brave, you do what you're told, and they still wanted to jump on you and break your neck. Why not?
They took me down on the pavement after that, and I was arrested for a resisting arrest and disorderly conduct, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's total fraud, and then all you do is get the you demand a trial, and you show you didn't resist, you had your hands up, you just ask why, they want us just to submit and get on the paddy wagon to go to the FEMA camp. That's what this is all about. Just like if we instantly ask questions, we're terrorists. And it's the idea that they can kill us. I mean, now they just kill people for no reason. And it's the globalist death squad training. So they're going to try to ruin your life. I mean, the goal is to get you in the system. And if they don't think you know what you're doing, they'll do it. I mean, not all police are bad, but their leadership is bad. All right, nightly news tonight with breaking news on the NFL falling apart after they went anti-gun. They can't sell their tickets.